Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. The first line here is, please don't use my name on the air. I can't handle the shame, but I need advice, especially from other women who listen. So what do you want to name her? Sadie?
Sure. Yeah,
Sadie it is. All right, Sadie. Sadie says, I have heard Katie talk about dating apps and being single. I'm right there, too, except with one big ugly complication. I am completely broke. I've been job hunting like crazy. Nothing is landing. It's exhausting and humiliating. She says, here's where it gets tricky. I've been talking to this really great guy. He's super sweet and super stable. Very much has his life together. And I've sort of glossed over my current situation. He thinks I'm in between jobs, which isn't exactly a lie, but it's not the full truth either. She says, now I am freaking out. Do I tell him the truth before we meet? Do I wait to bring it up later? I feel like if I'm honest too soon, it'll scare him off, but if I hide it, I look shady or manipulative. She goes on to say, my friends are no help. One of them told me I sound like a sugar baby waiting to happen.
No.
Hey, sugar baby.
Goodness.
Another said I'm a walking red flag. Man.
What?
Another said, you just want to be taken care of. Admit it. Man. And then she says, honestly, maybe I do. I miss the security I had with my last relationship when money wasn't constantly hanging over my head. So here's her question. What do I do? Is it wrong to hope this guy might be someone who wants to take care of me? Or is it just gross and desperate? I need help figuring this out and fast. I don't want to ruin something that could be amazing, but I don't want to be fake. How much of a backstory does your date really need to know? And that's from the fake named Sadie. So there you go. She's broke as a joke, has no money. She feels horrible about it, but she's found this guy who might be kind of well off, and she's like, should I hitch my wagon to this guy and not tell him my financial situation? Phone lines are wide open for this, for Show Wants to Know. One big problem, though, in her note here, she says, I am completely broke. She's got no cash. So she's saying, should I let these guys know that I'm dating, that I'm trying to get with, that I'm so broke, and that I basically want to be with you because you got money, because you're stable? She's like, do I let them know that? Or is that kind of smarmy? One of her friends says, it sounds like you're trying to become a sugar baby.
Mm-mm.
That's a funny
term. What's
wrong
with that?
I don't think I've ever heard the term sugar baby, but
no?
That's pretty good.
I want a sugar mama.
I know.
Absolutely.
Right?
I would not say no to that.
The sugar parents and the sugar baby.
Yeah, huh. Sugar babies.
That's how it works.
So she's asking everybody, what do I do? Is it wrong to hope that this guy might be somebody who wants to take care of me, or is it just gross and desperate? She wants you guys to sound off if you've been in this situation or want to give her advice. 303-691-1649. We had two calls come in off the air, which were pretty darn funny because they were both very 20-something callers.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one said that maybe she's on her rebuilding story right now.
Oh.
And she's just, you know, okay to just keep that quiet and maybe talk about it later because it's her rebuilding story.
Now, is that different than her journey?
And the second one that called in said maybe she's in her rebuilding journey.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
And that she should just be quiet until, you know, her career and everything explodes. So we've got a rebuilding story and a rebuilding journey going on this morning, maybe, with Sadie. I don't know. Josh, what do you think? You got a young lady who's going to hook up with you, and she's broke as a joke. You all right with it?
I don't care at all. I mean, I think, look, I know it might be an old-fashioned way to look at things, but, you know, men typically, you know, take care of their wives if they are a stay-at-home mother or anything like that. And if she wants to be a wife and a mother, I see nothing wrong with that. If
she doesn't say anything about that in her letter.
If she just wants to be with this guy strictly because he has money and she has no attraction to him in any way, shape, or form, I do find fault with that. I think that is a little slimy. But if she sees this guy and she's like, hey, I really like him, I could see a future with him. Oh, and he happens to be a little wealthier and can take care of me. Well, that's an added bonus. I don't see anything wrong with that. I guess I would need to know a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, if she just wants to mooch off this guy, I'm not a fan of that.
Lindsay wrote in, she says, if you are not being honest from the start, you're setting the whole thing up on a lie. That's not dating, that's acting.
Dang.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, well, she's not lying. She's just maybe not bringing it up.
Well,
so would that be a lie?
How many dates have they been on?
Yeah.
If it's date one, you don't ask about someone's finances at all. If they've been dating for like 6 months or whatever, then okay, you can maybe bring it up. But You definitely don't want to lie about it. I don't like that if you're hiding something.
Another one came in from Amanda. She says, girl, do not, in all capital letters, girl, do not mention money in your profile. That's dating app suicide. Let him fall for you first and then drop the bomb. Dang. I don't know if I would be mentioning that you're broke and don't have a job in your profile.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Like, no. I feel like that's a bit of a red flag on multiple levels. Like, maybe I wouldn't want to date you because you're not a hard worker. Maybe you have no career aspirations.
Yeah.
Maybe you're horrible with money. Your credit score's in the toilet. I mean, I feel like I would not put that out there at all.
That's a turnoff right away.
That's a massive turnoff.
Yeah.
And there's no place to, like, explain it. Most dating profiles, you get an answer to a prompt that you get to pick from.
Yes.
You get, like, 140 characters max to describe something. So it's not like you have the room to say, hey, I'm in between jobs and my, you know, somebody stole my identity or my boyfriend rolled off with the truck. Like,
you only need 8 characters though. I'm broke.
Broke is a joke.
Like,
anything helps. There you
again,
go.
Like the reason.
Send help.
So,
send help.
Again, can I tell you my story?
I want you to tell me your story.
So, I actually, before I became a full time employee here at Kroenke, and I was just doing the part time thing, I was also doing traffic. I had a bunch of different jobs, but I was auditioning, if you will, for the midday gig, right? So it was like, to me, I was working towards my dream job, and maybe I only had $8 in the bank, but that was just for that moment. Like, that was just, and again, I come back from when I moved from Grand Junction to Denver, I had to start over. I mean, I'm talking negative. Like, I had to start my life completely over, and so I was building from that. So by the time I got to this point where I had $8 in the bank, I was going on a date with this guy, and it went so well on Friday that we ended up hanging out on Saturday. I spent the night at his house. We hung out a little bit on Sunday. Like, it was awesome. It was like, I really thought this guy could be it. We had so much fun.
What kitty is this?
So much fun, right?
Yeah.
And then as we are like getting ready to go, like, we were going to go shopping at Whole Foods. I was fully in a relationship day 3. You know what I mean?
You couldn't,
like,
pay for it while you were there.
That was the thing. So actually, we were at Costco because we were going to go get something to eat. I'm like, we should get the hot dogs because
they're $1.
Was $8.
Like,
I got you. Let's go get a hot dog.
I spent the night at your house. Let's go to Costco and get a hot dog.
And then he recommended like a place that was a little more expensive. And I was like,
like a Wendy's?
I had to explain to him. I was like, listen, I'm not really in the situation for this right now. I'm about to get my dream job. Like, things are going to turn around.
Did
for
you
me.
Happen to say that you're doing your dream
it.
Job journey?
No, I don't think I said
okay,
it like that. But,
right.
but I did say,
right,
I am about to get my full-time dream job. Things are going to turn around for me. And this guy went off on me. How
what?
Dare you? How dare, like, I can't believe you'd meet me when you're broke. Like, that
what?
Is completely irresponsible
wow.
of you. He told me to leave. Like, I'm not kidding. It turned like that. Like, immediately, because I only had $8 in the bank. And I tried to explain to him. I'm like, listen, $8 is good for me right now. Like, you don't even understand what I went through to get that $8. Like, because I had to start over, you guys. Like,
you had to start over. Yeah.
And,
yes, I know.
And I
we
was
know.
Working,
people
like,
don't know
three
your
jobs, you know, yeah. just to make it to that point. So I was just like, you like, it's going to be okay. I see the sun on the horizon. Please don't go. He kicked me out of his house. And then, because I left my favorite jacket upstairs in his bedroom, I had to go back and get.
Can I have
I
my jacket? I can't
thing.
Buy a new one.
I wasn't going to. Exactly. I can't afford a new jacket. But that, his whole opinion of me changed. I'm not saying everybody's
like that. Did he think you were mooching?
Like,
I mean, did he think, is that what it
like,
was?
We
or
didn't
like,
go do
I
a bunch
wonder
of stuff.
If that entire weekend he was wondering how he could get rid of you, and then maybe that was like, boom,
he's like, yes,
this is it.
Oh, no,
no?
Maybe. I mean, that could be it.
He's like, my god, she won't leave.
I know,
sure,
right?
Come over.
Katie's like, I have a warm bed, I have a house over my
know,
head, I got a roof over my
great.
Head,
getting some booty.
I'm getting a $1 hot dog at Costco. Life is good.
He was paying for that hot dog, though. I want you to
know.
Yeah,
but who had the membership card?
He did.
Yeah.
But anyway,
gotcha
so
a dollar.
I try really hard to keep my finances secret. Even now, when everything's fine, stuff's together, that's not going to be the first thing I tell people. You know what I mean? But now,
sure.
also, when we're out dating and things, if they pay for the first date, I will insist on paying for the second, just so they know, like, hey, I got my stuff together too, and it's not at Costco.
But
so,
you're not open, and you're probably telling Sadie you don't need to be open about this.
You don't need to be open.
Don't
initially
scare them away.
If you are going to join finances, if you're going to get a house together, if you're
that's
co-signing on a car, then you need to know about each other's finances. But when you're just dating and you have your own situations and you're just hanging out, you know,
it's none ya, right? None ya business.
I had,
I'm firmly a none ya business guy.
And I agree with that. But I think there is a point, because I have a friend, and I know I'm not going to say names, because he married a woman who did not say anything about finances, and then he got to inherit all of her college debt that he had no idea about. And so there is a point when you do got to talk about something. Don't put it on your profile. Don't do
before
that.
Before you get married.
But before you get married.
So how are things looking?
It was because he's like, we got married and the credit card debt came
credit card
right
debt,
on
credit
in.
Card debt.
And it was very eye-opening for him and shocking. And I think it was kind of on the advice of her parents to not say anything. That was a whole nother story.
Evil.
Whole nother story.
Credit card debt. Credit card debt. Credit card debt.
And it was more than $30,000. So.
No!
Not fun.
Shyla wrote in, and I do like this. She says, men lie about height, about hairlines, about jobs. You can leave out the credit score, sis.
Jeez.
Harsh. Somebody's been burned a few times.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Goodness.
That's funny. Well, Katie, thank you for sharing your story, and I'm glad you got a couple bucks in your bank account now.
I know,
no
right?
No tickets to lunch today?
No boyfriend.
Yeah.
But...
No boyfriend.
Was that 18 months ago with the dry spell?
No.
Longer, okay.
Yeah, it was again, before I did the midday job,
so it was about three years ago.
Sucks.
So
honestly, that was pretty
sucks. That guy does
it
suck.
Was
that was
so
rude of
shocking.
Him.
Like, the 180 that guy did... I was like, still am shocked about it.
You did get your jacket back, though, right?
I got that
oh,
jacket.
Oh, good.
Marched right up there.
Right on.
Getting my jacket.
And I'll be taking this.
Not going to be jacketless, too.